This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. At 6:30 tonight, we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our final Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host. Him and Bobby will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore and assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. Bob, we getting old enough. We remember when Brian was with the Saints. And when he first started off and had that big game.
Against the Browns, he had 3 sacks. Sean Payton's first game.
Yeah.
What did we beat the Browns at Cleveland? Like, I don't know. Seemed like it was 13-9 or 16-13.
It was a low-scoring game.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Mike, it had to be his best game. In a real NFL game, if you get any more than 2.5 sacks, 3 sacks plus, that's a unique fraternity. And he's been with the Saints organization. You want to talk about a loyal former player, Who Dat Nation member. You can't get more than that, Mike, than Brian Young.
And then at 7:30, when the Visit Pensacola Saints coaches show ends, Bobby and I return, and we'll take it till 8 o'clock tonight. No Monday night football, so Bob and I will run this until 8 o'clock tonight. Bob, yesterday, with a ragtag group, so to speak, on the offensive side, you didn't have your two starting defensive tackles in Nathan Shepard and Brian Bercy. You lost to the Falcons 19-17. But I think one thing that did come out of that, I think Arthur Blank took a good look at that and said, wait a minute, we only beat the Saints by 2 points? Y'all got to go. And he fires everybody in there. Terry Fontenot, the general manager, Terry was with the Saints. Head coach Raheem Morris. And even Rich McKay has been bumped. And so
He's kind of probably a senior consultant.
He's way senior consultant now.
Well, it looks like he's going to trust Matt Ryan, Mike. A lot of
looks as though Matt Ryan is going to get a lot, and it's a crazy kind of setup because he's hiring search firms, and one search firm will help him find the head coach, the other will help him find the GM.
Yeah,
because, but you got money at that.
Because they're two different animals, though.
Yeah.
You know, general manager or a coach. You know, Mike, when you look at it. And they're both important because they got to be on the same wavelength, thinking the same way, where the team's at, where it's projected to go. So that's important for Atlanta. But I was on Atlanta radio last week. But that's like, you know, we're frustrated how the Saints now.
Boy, Buck Ballou, was not a happy camper.
Well, we miss for the fifth consecutive season, the Saints will miss the playoffs. And the fourth time in 5 years, well, Atlanta's missed the playoffs eight straight seasons. So, no, and Arthur Blank, he might finally, Mike, you know, because he's been really patient. Maybe he said, okay, my patience is worn thin. And Raheem Morris, okay, he's done as a head coach. The reason why I say that, it's his second rodeo. And look at his record in 5 years. Now, he could be a coach in the NFL, but not necessarily a head coach. Like, for instance, I think he might be in the Dennis Allen syndrome. You know how Dennis Allen had with the Raiders and the Saints? Doesn't mean he can't coach. Look, Dennis Allen's going to the playoffs. Look, Coach Kubiak's going to the playoffs. Number one seed with the Seahawks. So, you know, sometimes it's the right fit, the right time. So when you break that all down, but all I know is right now that the Saints have found the answers to questions as the game's most important spots.
Yep.
The quarterback and, I believe, the head coach in Kellen Moore. So that's promising. All I know, the adversity, you talk about, and it was like a preseason game as
pretty
far
much
as the roster. So I know Arthur Blank could be like that. What? We were maybe lucky to beat the Saints at home.
Okay, let me ask you a question before you go off.
Yeah.
When you look at the talent across the NFC South, which team do you think has the most talent?
The Falcons.
More than Tampa.
Well, skilled people. Yeah, because they're younger.
I was going to say, that's the reason.
Yes, Bijan Robinson, Pitts.
Man, James Pierce,
yeah.
Jalen Walker.
That's why. Now, yeah, you have to look at talent. Like, listen, that's why even though Cam Jordan, as productive as he is, you still take Chase Young over Cam Jordan because of their age. And look, Chase Young was able to get to double-digit sacks, and he missed five games.
Played 12 games. 10 quarterback sacks, 11 and a half tackles for
Mike, that's why I said in training camp, I know against the Saints, when you're practicing against your teammates, and then when we go against another team,
I remember you telling me he's the MVP of the camp.
Oh, yes. And I think the MVP right now on the defensive side, that he would start for every NFL team. Now, you need to have a good mix of young players and older players. That's why I think it's a great opportunity with the Saints. They've got to work this out, dealing with the salary cap, DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan. You look at the older players, I would say, and Deuce talked, we talked about this in the pregame. If you have four guys, okay, if you look at Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Taysom Hill, and Alvin Kamara, the two odd men out would be Taysom Hill and Alvin Kamara. To me, did you watch sometimes Taysom when he was trying to make the corner? Taysom Hill was fast. Since that knee injury, he's not as fast. He just isn't. Now, he still has the same heart and the same courage. Now, Alvin Kamara might not. Now, that's a different animal there. And he definitely hit the wall, you know, 30 years or plus. So when you break that all down. But before I even break down with Alvin, when you consider what Tyler Shuck actually did, I don't know how he cannot be Offensive Rookie of the Year. You know, he finished the year completing 221 or 327 passes, right under 2,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. Now, and if you look at it, I think it was even more impressive what he did on Sunday. 259 yards, 23 to 35, a touchdown. And his receiving corps, Kevin Austin, Dante Pettis, and Ronnie Bell. Okay, I'm like, Mike, okay, we do always a lot of homework. Okay. Where is Ronnie Bell from? Where did he get drafted? We were familiar with Pettis because he's been around in Kevin Austin. But then you have to look, okay, Ronnie Bell caught the last touchdown. You have to look, a seventh rounder, whatever, University of Michigan. You have to do all that. But if you consider every single running back or receiver that played for the Saints in Week 18, began the season either on the practice squad or they were unemployed. As a group, that group of players entered Sunday's game with a combined 408 yards from scrimmage this season, nearly half of which had come from running back Audric Estime, who initially signed to the practice squad in October. So this was like a first or second preseason game in August, who's actually playing with Chuck in a real game.
And then you lose Kelvin Banks Jr.
Yes,
during the game.
He left the game, Kelvin. Like you said, Mike, Kelvin Banks left the game for good in the second quarter. Ankle injury. I think his own player hurt him. The tight end, or Juwan Johnson, rolled up on him. But, Mike, it was just unbelievable. But when you look at, who has played Bijan Robinson better in the sample? So I'm talking about six games now. Has played Bijan Robinson better than any other NFL team, and it ain't even freaking close, is the freaking Saints. The Saints has kicked Bijan Robinson's behind. And now, the only time he's gotten over 100 yards, and one time it was like as a pass receiver, had 102. But he's never run for more like 70 yards. If you look at yesterday.
You know what really hurt him was the other guy, Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah, and Tyler Allgeier didn't do nothing
he
yesterday.
Didn't do much. They 49
averaged,
yards
They averaged
rushing.
2.0 yards a carry. You look at Bijan, Mike, he had 43 total yards from scrimmage. And he came into the game as the NFL yards leader from scrimmage, averaging 141 yards per game. And over the first 16, and that was over the first 16 games against the Saints Sunday, 15 carries, 33 yards, 3 catches, 10 yards. Brandon Staley, I don't know. To me, he's the defensive coordinator of the year. How the team keeps getting better and better, and what he's able to do. I'm highly encouraged just by that. And again, no one has played Bijan Robinson, who everyone considers great. Even better than Saquon Barkley. You look, even Derrick Henry. Oh, Derrick Henry. No, Derrick Henry's older. I'm just talking about if you're thinking a young guy who you'd want at running back.
Is BM.
But he hasn't done.
It would be him.
He hadn't done jack against the Saints. I don't care if it's in New Orleans or Atlanta. He ain't done anything.
Bob, we're going to go to the break. Peter Schrager, who now works for ESPN, he's reporting that guess who the Tennessee Titans are going to interview for their vacant head coaching job later this week? Raheem Morris.
Why?
I'm just telling you what Peter Schrager is reporting.
Well, Mike, you have a Texas connection to the Titans. You got to tell them, what are y'all doing? Y'all wasting y'all time.
Now, sometimes they'll interview a coach for a head coaching job.
Like because of the minority hire rules?
And the fact.
Oh, we interviewed the black guy. You can't blame us if we get everybody a chance. No, that's what happens. We got to follow the rules.
You got to follow the rules with that. And the other part, too, is, hey, if we don't hire you as the head coach, would you be interested in being our defensive coordinator under a new head coach?
That would make sense. Now, the new head coach would have to want him. That's interesting. Yeah, because, right, to me, 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. You look at Black Monday. And, it's about quality and who you truly get excited about and count on. There's not enough coaches. It's going to be some unknowns.
It's a big gap in coaches.
It's going to be some unknowns. Like, that's who we hired.
That's why I think Stefanski gets another chance as a head coach.
Didn't Rex Ryan say that within 24 hours? The Browns coach, the Raiders, whoever you are.
Giants.
Falcons. Titans.
Falcons.
No, that guy needs to be the head coach. It's just Cleveland. They're so dysfunctional. Yeah, but I would tend to go more with an offensive coach right now, like the Saints did with Kellen Moore. Stefanski, no. Like Rex Ryan would say, he won't be out without a job within like 24, 48 hours. And that shows how stupid the Browns are. No, he's not the problem.
No, the problem is front office and who owns the team. Jimmy Haslam, he's made a lot of bad moves and blames everybody else.
Well, a lot of the Browns fan base, they kind of the dog pound. They kind of say, wasn't he like a big Steeler fan or like a minority owner then? And then now he's going to be in charge of the Browns. That shows you, you have so much money, you have a lot of leverage.
You know, who's one of the biggest boosters to the University of Tennessee, Jimmy Haslam.
Again, right there. So he's in that NL trying to get the Volunteers relevant.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, taking you to 8 o'clock tonight. I want to tell everybody, we talked about Raheem Morris getting an interview with the Titans. I have somebody that can connect me pretty good there. They tell me also they have asked for permission to talk to Kansas City Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. And
okay. Do y'all remember Steve Spagnuolo when he coached the St. Louis Rams? And how about when he ran? Now, when he ran the Saints defense, one of the worst defenses in Saints history. Now he worked his magic when he won the Super Bowls with the Giants and then the Chiefs. But as a head coach, he has a way worse record than Dennis Allen.
Way worse.
No, I'm telling you, look what he's done with the – now, that's probably 15 years ago. But I'm telling you, when he was with the St. Louis Rams, just look it up. Yeah, you could Google everything. Just look up him, head coach. Mike, so they interviewed him.
They will interview him, and they've also asked permission. A young man from the West Bank, Vance Joseph, defensive coordinator with the Broncos.
Now, he had a chance to be a head coach. It didn't work out, but he humbled himself enough to be. And Sean Payton don't want to lose him. Defensive coordinator, the Broncos got a kick-ass defense.
So he's like,
I would give him more a second chance over all those other guys. But to me, the hot coach is Stefanski from Cleveland.
I agree with you.
No, that you know what he kind of reminds me of? That's the same thing. Now, they fell apart because of injuries, but look at the first half. when they had Indiana Jones and the Colts were rolling. I like their coach. So if the Colts would ever fire that coach.
Well, Ballard and they are going to stay in Indianapolis. Jimmy Irsay's daughter, who's in charge now, says that they're going to stay.
Like, what do you mean, they were going to move out of Indianapolis?
No, no. They're going to stay in the positions, general manager and head coach.
Well, they should. I mean, the Colts and Jonathan Taylor, Mike, they were like the Seattle Seahawks at the beginning of the season. You look at the first eight games when they were kicking people's ass. And, you know, okay, you know we're running, but it doesn't matter. And Indiana
Stop
Jones
it.
Doing yes.
Stop
and,
it.
But then
once Jones went down, that was in the trail.
No, and that other Andrew Sue, I'll tell you, that's why I respect what Shanahan has done with the 49ers.
Bob, it's an unbelievable ride. One day they're going to write a book about that year with the 49ers, what he's been able to do. And to be honest with you, John Lynch hasn't helped him a lot drafting people. Really has not.
Boy, you know what's old school football? Y'all, I know y'all saw this play. Y'all see when they went to John Lynch in the press box? It was 3rd and 17, and Seattle was so confident. No, we have a running play in the NFL. It's not a trick play. It's a basic running play off tackle, like bouncing out. Watch how Seattle, yo, look up that play. They were kicking. They were blocking everybody. They were blocked. And they got the first down just handing it off. And John Lynch is going like, you got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah, I read his lips.
Yeah, he was going crazy. Yeah, yeah.
He was not happy about it.
That's one thing. That's why you never want to be in a shootout type game. You know how when the
not against them.
Well, no, you look at the 49ers and Bears. That's very entertaining. But then you win one, you lose one, you win one, you lose one. That's why I don't think the 49ers could do anything because their defense is not good enough.
And I think the Bears' defense isn't good, but they get turnovers.
Yeah, and speaking of the Bears, they're so afraid right now. We got to play the Packers.
Again?
The Packers ain't won a game in a month. But you know what?
Doesn't matter.
And the Packers are favorite. The Packers are favorite.
In Chicago.
Yes.
That's even crazier.
And don't trust Chicago there. So
let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, Hollywood.
What's up, Hollywood Swinger?
Hey, Bobby. I'm going to congratulate the defense, the front seven. They played an awesome game yesterday.
Outstanding. No, our defense, we've mentioned their names a number of times. Look, that combination of guys on the edge, Carl Grandison, Chase Young, Cam Jordan. Look at Carl Grandison.
Grandison had, I think, the best game he's ever had in the Saints uniform.
He's had two game balls. Mike, not one. And this is not DeMario Davis. He had 10 total tackles, a sack and a half, three quarterback hurries, three tackles for a loss, an interception that was very athletic, and a pass defended. No, Mike, that's not a false statement at all. That's 100% true.
I think that's the best game I've ever seen him play in the Saints uniform.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And remember the one, what was the game at the beginning of the year? Was that against the 49ers, maybe in the Dome, where they called him roughing the passer?
Yeah.
So they stole a sack from him there. I mean, you hit him too hard? What's up with that?
Chase Young had a great game. And he got certainly a lot of talk. If you were listening or watching the television, Slef really went. But Mark has really been on Chase Young since he came back. Mark, who we have on weekly, has talked about him. The only thing he had asked me about was, does he play the run much better? I said, much better, Mark.
And he's getting better.
Better against the run.
And you look, Chase Young was great, but Carl Grandison was greater. Because Chase Young had a sack and a half, six total tackles, two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss, pass defending. Look at Cam Jordan with the 10.5 sacks for the season. I don't know, but Mickey, work something out with him. I mean, he needs to be part of the rotation. He had two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. No, we were kicking the Falcons behind on the edge.
And that's where's the strength of that team, offensive line.
Well,
other than the center, the four guys – I've all been kind of with the Falcons.
Because they have Matthews and all that.
Oh, yeah,
they've been there forever.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, what you got, Hollywood? Sorry, go ahead. We started talking. I forgot about you. Yeah, go ahead.
looking at the injuries that we had yesterday and the last 2 weeks, you think we should draft a receiver running back?
Well,
Both.
Yeah. You're still going to go. Whether we had injuries or not, you're still going to be in that market.
For a veteran receiver and draft one.
Yeah.
And running back, how do you feel about the running back group when you look at it? You got to address that in the offseason.
Well, and
you got to have a bell cow.
And Alvin Kamara is not the bell cow no more. Oh, Bobby, why are you hating Alvin Kamara? I'm not hating on him. I'm just telling you, and teams look at this, or the Saints, what have you done for me lately? Ironically, he injured his knee against the Falcons in November, but you look at his 2025 season. Okay, it wasn't like, oh, well, he still maybe have a little left in the tank, because you saw that in Cam Jordan. You saw that in DeMario Davis. If you look at Alvin Kamara's 2025 season was the worst of Kamara's career. Now, Bobby got hurt. I'm just saying before that, did he have any, like, splash runs or chunk runs? Hell no. Yeah, we had Taysom Hill had the 29-yard run against the Rams. So you look at it, he played in a career low 11 games. He failed to crack 1,000 yards from scrimmage for the first time in 9 NFL seasons. He had finished with 657 total yards. Now, he finished with 657 total yards. You know how many total yards Bijan Robinson had, which you need out your running back? He had 2,255, but he didn't do nothing against the Saints. And that's a fact. Who that right there? Mike, right there, that's number one in the NFL, 2,255 total yards
from
scrimmage.
For a running back.
And he had 43 against the Saints. So who that exactly? Who that?
Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. The other part of the running back situation is, how does this staff feel about Kendra Miller? Because when he played, he flashed it to you.
Okay, Mike, I'm glad
you
brought that up.
Do you think that he would be your number one guy? I don't think that's the case.
I'm glad you brought that up, though. Okay, so I always look at, what are you averaging per carry? You know, Estime had the big game against the Titans. It wasn't so much yesterday, obviously, because you look at Estime, he averaged 3 yards a carry yesterday. But he's at 5.4, 5.5 yards a carry. Alvin Kamara, 3.6 yards a carry. Devin Neal, 3.6. Now, Kendra Miller, 4.1. That is winning football. And, you know, it's just enough sample size, 47. He's hovering around 50 carries. So, I don't know.
You got to go out and get your number one
back. Who that needs you? Call in right now. Say, Bobby, we don't need that. I know sometimes you get overwhelmed. Running backs, that's too old school. No, what about Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame at number 8 pick?
I think he might well be there.
I want somebody to call and say, no, Bobby, you're 100% wrong. Or what are you talking about?
Because when I come in, they had a couple people. What do you think the guys in there? I think Carnell Tate, who is going to be the number one rated receiver. People that are talking about Jordan Tyson, I'm a big fan of Jordan. Look at his injury record. It's lengthy.
No.
You pick a guy who's been banged up? Now, he's the best route runner coming out this year. And
Chris Olave is a great route runner.
But, man, he's had a lot of nick scrapes and a major knee injury as a freshman. I would think about that hard. The guy I really like, too, plays on Texas Tech's team, David Bailey, outside linebacker. That dude gets after you.
No, the Texas Tech.
I'm with you on Jeremiah Love.
You know, you bring up Texas Tech. That was money well spent on defense. But the quarterback.
That's why he spent $4.5 million on Sorsby.
Yeah, they had no chance to beat Oregon with that quarterback.
No.
Come on.
That's why when Sorsby went there, I kind of had a feeling that's where he was going to end up signing. I do know Cody.
Whoever we pick at number 8.
He got to play right away.
And be a stud. I'm not talking about like all pro and all that. But he has to be a legit starter that we can count on. Kind of like Banks. Look at Banks. I mean, you got to be okay. We're going to plug and play him. Oh, Bobby, be patient. He's going to work out eventually. What? We've been waiting for Cesar Luis to work out. When has he worked out for us at guard? Come on. I mean, Cesar Luis. I should have said his real name. Bobby, don't make it personal. I'm not making it personal. He's a first-round draft pick. What has Cesar Ruiz done in a Saints uniform? And we used to great guards. When you got to follow, you know, you never want to be the man to follow the man. When you got to follow the likes of, like, Jari Evans and Carl Nixon and all them, when people don't realize, as great as we were on offense for, like, 15 years, Drew Brees and all the skill people we had, Jimmy Graham and Colson, look at all that, Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, Mark Ingram, all of that. No, we were winning on the line. And that's why you think we're going to win on the line with Cesar Ruiz?
Why you better go get your two veteran in or guys in free agency up front in the middle.
Well, why did we pay Cesar Ruiz in advance? Why? That's one thing I'd ask Mickey. Why did we pay him in advance? Were you afraid of losing him? Somebody got to want him if you're afraid of losing him. Come on.
We'll be back with more second guests right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Before we go to, got Longshoreman on, I had a text about Zachariah Branch, the wide receiver from Georgia. You watched that Ole Miss game, and you saw how much cushion they were giving Zachariah Branch. I think Zachariah, he's not the biggest guy in the world, and he can also help you in a return game. He was at USC before going to Georgia. I think he ends up being a first-round pick, probably in the 20s. If he were taller or bigger guy, he would be probably picked pretty high in the draft. But I still think he'll go in round one.
No, he's shifted.
And he did announce today. But, boy, you saw the Ole Miss defensive backs. Every time he touched the ball, it was like, okay, let's just kind of corner him until we get enough guys to tackle him. Because, man, one guy's not going to bring him down in the open field. Zachariah Branch, really good football player, and he'll end up on a really good team getting picked in the 20s.
Well, and then you look at Ole Miss, that first half against Georgia, you got to tackle better. You can have the right defensive call, but you still got to make the tackle. Then you're not going to let them move the chains. And you know what? I'll tell you, you know who's a perfect team that it seems like in all phases?
Indiana.
Yeah, how can you not like the Indiana Hoosiers? I mean, it's not the basketball team. No, it's the football team now. How disciplined, how fundamentally sound they are. I mean, tackling. You look, they don't have the most magical compared to like the U. Mike, you look at like, or even in the interior with Ole Miss, or you look even Oregon. Their D-line in Indiana, though, they're kind of undersized, but look how well they play together.
Bob, they don't miss tackles.
Right.
Man, and they never out of gap security.
They're doing their job.
They stay exactly where they should be. That's really good coaching. Let's go to our talking text line. Let's go to Longshoreman. Longshoreman, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Good evening to you fellas, and thank you for taking my call one more time this season. Forgive me, Charlie, for doing this, and I know I'm going off kilter a little bit here, but hotty-totty, go Rebels. Bobby, I am with you and Mike all the way on the draft, and I'm usually not. The last few seasons, I haven't been real anxious about this draft, but I'm anxious about this one, and I'm just praying to God that Jeremiah Love is still on the board at pick number 8, and that's who we get.
Well, I think that's where Bijan Robinson, wasn't it the 8th pick with Atlanta?
Yeah, him and then Jahmyr Gibbs, I think, went either 11th or 12th.
Yeah, the 12th. So, I think he's going to be there.
Bobby?
I think that's a really good chance. Running backs get devalued. I know last year Genty was the exception to the rule, him going as high as he. Now
if Genty would have kicked ass with the Raiders, but the Raiders are so sorry, I don't know how he could have did it. But if he did it also, then maybe then it's, look at Genty, how the difference he made with the Raiders.
All I know is every time he touched the ball, it was like a team pitcher of the defense. I mean, he had nowhere to go.
Think about this. I want to go back to that last drive and just think about, imagine what Chuck did with these the pieces of this puzzle that they had to put together with this offense and the way he drove us down the field. Now, I know it ended up in a pick, and that's going to happen sometimes. And it was a beautiful drive until that. Just imagine what he can do with a few more stud players around him. I do have a question about that play, and I think I heard a caller last night talk about it. I don't understand why they didn't try to run the ball one time down there before throwing it on that first down.
Well, you know, that's a good question, Kellen Moore. You want always the right play at the right time, the chess match. And,
Tyler Shuck, you want to take some more time off the clock is my point.
All I know is you want to play to be successful. A lot of times we're not that good yet where we could say, we don't have to score right now. I'm going to score whenever we can.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Because we're not that good. Are we going to mess around with the opponent and eat up the clock? Then we're going to score. What if you eat up the clock and then you don't score? No, that's why when I look at that, it's like,
And people complain, they run in the same double slants. My thing is, okay, look who you playing with. How many plays have you actually got in with all these guys? And it had worked. Now, Austin dropped a couple of them on
double slants. Somebody's complaining about calling that kind of play? A double slant, that'll work. Old school, new school, today's school, double slant. It's all about being accurate with the football. You don't think Drew Brees threw double slants? I can't tell you how many slant routes were in double slant.
With
Eric Martin. Martin, especially you get the yak yards after the catch. The ball's coming out of your hand quick. You're not holding it. You don't have to worry about the pass rush. No, I mean, people say, double slant, that's ancient.
They ran it too many times. Okay, you got to remember who's on the field.
No, the ones that say, why are we running a double slant? That's the same people that say, why don't we run a triple reverse pass? That's really going to work. Let's do a triple reverse pass. Oh, I saw this on Friday night in the high school game. We need to try that with the Saints. That'll burn them. Come on.
I got you, Bobby. Oh, my goodness.
Anything else?
I like that double slant because you see two of them breaking the same way, a little bit, off from each other a little bit. That's hard to cover.
Now I can tell you, when you're running double slants, you got to trust your receivers. They have to win with leverage.
And box out the corner.
Box them out, keeping the corner. Now you got to be accurate with the football. Box out the corner, and you got to be able to be a strong receiver.
Now, Eric didn't have that issue.
No, and to get inside and not like get jam. No, you can't get jam. You got to call the ball, and you got to win. And then it's like at the county fair, I'm trying to throw through the tar. And you got to hit that target. I don't care how close. Mike, I showed you that thing when I'm guarding, you stick out your hand.
Yeah.
Hit that hand on that slant. They got strong hands, catch the ball. That's why, I don't know, Chris Olave ain't going nowhere. Had 100 receptions. Had a lot of touchdowns for us. I want, a big, strong, tall receiver. I think we have enough with Chris Olave. We got our little receiver. When I look at that, I
would want a bigger receiver and a guy that I can count on in the slot.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't care if he's a smaller guy or not. But you need two, not just one receiver.
Well, I like a smaller guy if they're tough like Steve Smith. You remember Steve Smith with the Panthers?
They ain't a lot Steve Smith.
He was challenged height-wise, but that was a tough son of a gun. Yeah, he wasn't scared.
Of anybody out on the field. Thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it, Longshoreman. We'll be back to finish up here in hour number one on Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of Second Guess, Mike Dettillier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. A lot more Second Guess, Saints talk, LSU talk, as they are getting a visit from Sam Levitt from Arizona State today, right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. We throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Guest tonight will be assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. And then at 7:30, Bobby and I finish it up until 8 o'clock. He's with us each and every Monday night. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper.
Thanks so much
for joining us.
Less is more. Less is more. Less is more. Oh, man, you got your fan club
Yeah, you got,
here.
You got a little fan base. So you're going to have to give him a tip as you leave out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm looking out on Monday night. There's no Monday night board. So
seems strange. Yeah. We don't see the board tonight.
So we're going to be here next Monday night. So y'all going to have a board up, right?
No.
What? Okay, you got to talk to your boss or something. They have Monday Night Football, NFL playoff game. Y'all got
to
put up a board.
I'll talk to them.
Yeah, y'all have meetings, I'm sure, during the week, right?
The Steelers play next Monday night. So.
No, it's a Monday Night Football, NFL. Now, I wouldn't mind if it have three games on Saturday, three games on Sunday. But
they split it out with the network.
Because the TV.
The TV network. ABC's going to have
So game. Listen, if I'm coming here to do a show.
He wants a square
board. Yeah, you talk to your boss. I want the square board up there. If I'm coming to do a show next Monday night, the Saints season's over. That doesn't mean I'm over. So you don't need to be over. Y'all got to put that damn board up there for the fans.
That means more work for less. You got to understand.
Well, you get a little bonus.
This ain't Hilbert here.
Yeah, you get a little bonus or something.
Les, man, you tell me it was packed in here New Year's Eve, New Year's Day.
New Year's
so
Eve, New Year's
it's
Day,
always
yeah.
a big couple of days for y'all at the start of this year.
Yes, it is. We had a lot going on. We had the VIP parties with the Elvis impersonator. We had the champagne, hats and horns and tiaras, all
for the celebration.
All for the countdown to New Year's Day, which was great.
So y'all still doing the cash money?
Cash money.
The slipper?
Yeah. The slippers of cash. We are up to 10,000. Okay. We had a winner on Christmas Day. No winner last week, so it'll roll over to 10,000.
Okay.
And then who knows where we go from there? We could be up to another 100,000 next few months.
Oh, awesome.
I know another time for y'all is certainly around Mardi Gras, because a lot of people, they do a little bit of Mardi Gras, but then they get away for a while. they'll come here on the coast, and so that's another big event for you guys around that time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on Valentine's Day, which is the 14th, that's going to be our Slippers of Cash, or sorry, not Slippers of Cash, the Pick a Rose promotion, where...
Oh, yeah, I know you've done that throughout the years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, from 11 to 7, every half hour, we'll draw winners, and they'll get to pick a rose. Each rose will have a prize attached to it. The grand prize will be a cruise for two.
Whoa, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, let's get to the big question. How thrilled were you to see your Rebels win and beat Georgia? That was big, wasn't it?
It was the greatest win in the history of Ole Miss.
Well, and do you see the fan base? It couldn't have been a better environment in New Orleans, in the Dome.
Man, they had some.
And they're doing the Gosh Almighty chant, and they all...
No,
they
were Hotty Toddy.
Hotty Toddy.
They were all in unison. No, I thought that was awesome. No, I had Ole Miss people call me up and say, Bobby, you know, I've never felt like this before, and I never cry because of football. They were crying because the stage that Ole Miss is at right now, happy tears, that they're in the Final Four. And look, the SEC better hope Ole Miss does something. Nobody else has done anything.
Everybody else ain't got jacked.
No, and I'm going to talk about that on Triple Option later. The SEC, them days are over that they dominant. Bobby, what are you talking about? Come on, you hating on the SEC? No. Because name, image, and likeness in the transfer portal. I'm telling you, there ain't going to be no dominance like it was before all that started in the 21st
century. If anybody is on social media and you saw what Texas Tech and Indiana did in the transfer portal yesterday, you understand that those teams ain't going anywhere either.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to reload.
The thing is, that's why I think Coach Saban got out while the getting was good.
Because he knew the times was a change.
Man, I'm too up in age. I don't want to deal with all that. Now, Lane Kiffin, he's a young 50. So he has a lot of heart. He knows how, with his social media, he knows how to play this game. Look, he's the one who put Ole Miss where they're at. Talk about transfer portal and all that. So, LSU got the right guy, but you... It's sort of speaking. So you know how when you're trying to, your neighbor got a pretty yard, you go, and your wife's like, honey, when are you going to do something in our yard to make it look a little bit like that? You know, keeping up with the Joneses? Well, right now in college football, can you keep up with the Joneses? If not, you can be left behind. Oh, well, it's all about the money now. I don't know. That's
just picking
the
right players with the money.
Yes, right.
That's what I give Lane a lot of credit for. They spent, Ole Miss jumped in the transfer portal sort of early in the process.
Yeah, the last few years we've been able to get a lot of
good players out of the portal. But he picked the right players and he paid people. Okay, that's just the way it is. But he picked the right people that would fit in what he wants to do. And I will say this, I've seen a lot of Sugar Bowls where Trinidad Chambliss did. That's on the Mount Rushmore. I've seen a lot of them, but man, he put on a show.
And that Les probably knows this already. You know he's staying at Ole Miss. If he's going to be eligible, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he gets the
waiver.
Putting in the waiver for the red shirt, then yeah, he'll
win. He hired the right lawyer, too. Tommy Morris, he knows how to win.
He comes back because can you believe or. I don't
Why wouldn't the NCAA want that?
But wait, yeah, I don't know if you can even.
That's what I don't understand.
I don't get that.
I don't know if you can even measure this. The anticipation is going to be early in the season, LSU and Ole Miss. They're going to have
better have security around Lane. That's all I can tell you.
Extra security.
I think it's like game 3 or 4.
Yeah, it's early.
First SEC game of the year.
It's going to be early. Then he got to go to Tennessee, too. So you get a double whopping that. I remember the first time when he showed
back.
He's
after the Secret Service like Trump.
pretty close to it. But, and again, to be where they're at, and they're going up against another sort of Cinderella team who was great at one time in Miami or Florida, and you saw that front and what Reuben Bain Jr. can do. And you know what? How they smartened up? They got away from being quarterback dependent.
Yes.
They said, we're going to run the ball. We can't trust Carson Beck to win every game. And they got to be physical, winning up front, running the ball, and winning up front along the defensive line. That'll be one hell of a match.
Yeah, yeah. They're good versus our good.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
No,
elite
pretty much.
Versus elite.
I tell you what, that was a snot bubble game, Ohio State and Miami. They were knocking the crap out of each other. We got to take out, it's a little violent, Bob. We got to take it out of football. Why? You want to play flag football? No. I want to see those hits and toughness. Okay. Now, some people might get knocked out, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But that's the football. You got to have a heart. You got to have courage to play like that. Coach Cho texted, we were going back and forth. He says, Bob, I'll tell you what, that was some old school football going on there between the U and Ohio State. No, they were knocking the crap out of each other.
Well, Mario.
Wasn't none of this finesse stuff.
Mario Cristobal said, we're going to go back to being the bullies on the block.
Yes.
They went back to being the bullies on the block.
Yeah, you know,
man,
what?
They pushed Ohio State around.
I'm going to knock you down, then I'm going to kick you when you're down. I'm going to put, you know, put that nail in the coffin, put the old boot nail, put it on your neck and keep you down.
Les.
Oh, no, you can't, Bobby. That's not politically correct. You can't do that.
Yeah, you can say that. We all good. Les, thanks so much for joining us. What's happening here at the Slipper? I know Thursday you got another drawing. For the money, right?
Thursday, more slippers of cash. It's up to $10,000. So if we don't have a winner, it goes to $15,000. At the end of the month, we are giving away a Bronco Sport on the last Saturday of January. We'll have a automobile giveaway.
There you go.
So we're
Les,
looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Come on down to the Silver Slipper.
Yeah.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break. Back here on the Second Guess Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our talking text line. Let's go to Big John. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hope everybody's doing well. You know, Mike, this is one of my favorite football days, Black Monday. And it's even more favorite this year because the Saints are not among the six teams looking for a new head coach. But, you know, I was thinking about what else to talk about this evening with you two. And one could say that there was more than enough subjects to raise by 3:30 yesterday afternoon after a compelling set of college football quarterfinals topped off by Ole Miss and Pete Golding keeping Lane Kiffin's coaches in Oxford till at least Thursday. The transfer portal and overdrive. Sean Payton now in position to take another team from another conference to the Super Bowl. The Saints valiantly coming up. Basically a missed field goal, a bad pass, and an atrocious offensive pass interference call short of beating the Dirty Birds. And then you got the coming playoff matches in both the college and the pros. And, of course, the impending draft. And then last night, a magnificent football game broke out in the last quarter of the last game of the regular season in Pittsburgh last night. I honestly don't think I've seen a game as back and forth in so short a period of time and so mentally anguishing since you and I and the Houdat Nation saw that 2011 divisional playoff game between the Saints and the 49ers. That was amazing. And when was the last time the kickers of both teams essentially poo-pooed the bed at the end of a game like that?
Yeah, it's like all of a sudden, like, come on, you can't miss an extra point at that time. Because, look, now the Ravens get a field goal range, they're going to win.
And then you missed the
field goal. And then they said, oh, well, they should have got closer. I don't know. You got to make a 44-yard kick. It wasn't 54 yards. It was 44 yards. No, that has to be, well, we got 5 yards close. I don't know, 39. The bottom line is you got to make a 44-yard kick. And, it's amazing that, and to show you, because even with Vegas, Georgia, I don't know what I'm talking about. I picked the Ravens to go to the Super Bowl against the Packers. Now, the Packers is still, Mike did too. I thought, oh, Lamar's going to get it done this year. And what, they were a 500 team? No, it's amazing how tough the NFL is. And you never know. And who's hot right now, Big John? And I love it because they're a small market, like especially the Jacksonville Jaguars. But like the Seattle Seahawks versus the Jaguars in the Super Bowl. All I know is you probably watched that 49ers game too. And I've seen them play. The nation's watching how they didn't punt. They're scoring every time against the Bears, going back and forth, back and forth. But then they couldn't do that against the Seahawks. I'll tell you that. I think if the Prince with the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence plays good, And if you got Sam Darnold plays for Seattle, they got the team all across the board in all phases to win the Super Bowl.
Think about Leon Cohen leaves Tampa. He was the guy, kind of mastermind behind working with Baker Mayfield in that offense. He goes to Jacksonville. And look what's happened to the Bucs offense, and look what's happened in Jacksonville. You don't think coaching still matters?
Well, and then Canales also, who ended up going to Carolina. I think it was the same situation with him. Look how all of a sudden he makes the Panthers in the postseason, even though they have a losing record. And that's a good thing, that you want your assistant coaches to be wanted, as far as it could be snatched away. But, it was a big difference. Look at Ben Johnson. The difference, and look where the Lions. The Lions aren't even in the playoffs right now. And Ben Johnson, look what he did with the Bears. And all of a sudden, Dan Campbell, that window of opportunity, all of a sudden is there, but then it's not there.
Then it closed.
Yeah, you can see it closing on the Lions now.
And it's closing on San Francisco, too.
Right. Now, the injuries, I give Shannon a lot of credit with that. So look at the Buffalo Bills and where they're at. Is that window of opportunity. Now, they still got Josh Allen. But you let them lay an egg in Jacksonville, even though they are favored. I think McDermott could be another one, even though it's not Black Monday, Big John. But McDermott could be gone with the Bills if they lose to Jacksonville in Jacksonville.
And also, too, Rick Stroud, who we've had on from Tampa, he asked Todd Bowles directly, have you talked to the Glazer family about your future? He said, I have not spoke to them.
Well,
man, Bob, when you're the head coach,
right,
and the owner hasn't talked to you about tomorrow and the future, that's not real good.
Yeah.
Not real good if you Todd Bowles in that particular spot. So right now, Big John, I know you got a lot to say about Jacksonville, Buffalo, but I think that will be one heck of a game, and it would not shock me to see the Jaguars – beat Buffalo.
No, I don't think it would shock anybody to see that happen, because I think everybody would agree Jacksonville's the hottest team in the AFC going into the playoffs. But, you got to look at Josh Allen and the Bills, and he thinks that this, he has to think that this is his moment. Patrick Mahomes is not in the playoffs. Joe Burrow is not in the playoffs. Those were his two biggest obstacles to the Super Bowl. So I certainly think that whoever wins that game on whatever day it is, Saturday or Sunday, I haven't looked at the schedule yet. I think whoever wins that game has the clear shot to the Super Bowl, because Trevor Lawrence is playing at the level that we expected when he was drafted.
And think about it. They're doing it without a guy they spent a lot of capital on in Hunter. They moved up in the draft to get him, and then he goes down with an injury.
Yeah, he's not even really – they're not even caught him. He's not even part of the team.
I think that more than anything – caps Liam Cohen as the coach of the year for the NFL.
No, there's a lot of candidates.
That's a lot of worthy guys.
No, they have at least three, Sean if not Payne. Four to five. Yeah. Yeah, Sean Payne. What
Mike Vrabel. Shanahan, what he's done in
with
San
all
Francisco.
The yeah.
That vote's going to be really, really tight. Between all of them.
Then look at Ben Johnson, what he did to the Bears.
Yeah,
I mean, no, it's like five guys. It's not like just one or two are slam dunk. It's a lot of people. Now, Big John, before we let you run, do you think, now going to college football, do you think the national championship is going to be in the semifinals? Because I think Indiana-Oregon is more than a national championship game than the actual national championship game. So whoever wins Indiana-Oregon, I think that to me is more a national champion than Miami or Ole
Miss. And it's a rematch game.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, Indiana went there, and they kicked the crap out of them.
Oregon. Yeah, at the end.
Back in around 1968, the Colts and the Browns played the NFL championship, and they said that's the real championship. And then the Jets came in and beat
not
the
so
Colts.
Fast.
Yeah, that's a good
not
point.
So
yeah.
And I really think I think for the colleges, Yeah, obviously, I think that the Indiana-Oregon game is the more marquee matchup. But Miami's playing some really tough football right now. And Ole Miss is playing for pride. They're playing even for more than pride. They're playing for spite because they're trying to spite Lane Kiffin. Okay, and so there's a chip. When you play with a chip on your shoulder, you got a serious advantage.
Hey, but Big John,
the right quarterback too.
But Big John, have you ever witnessed anything like this? You don't have to coach, and you get these big bonuses.
You get $1 million out of it,
and then LSU's paying.
Man, I want to be Lane Kiffin in the next life.
That's what I'm saying. So here, Ole Miss keeps winning.
Or Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote up that contract.
And then Ole Miss is winning, and then the more they win, the more Lane Kiffin makes. But then LSU's paying it. That sounds kind of ass backwards. I don't know.
Thank you, Big John. We appreciate it. When we come back, we'll have on with us Jeff Duncan, senior columnist at The Advocate, covering the Saints, everything across the Louisiana sports scene right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Go back to our talking text line. Covers the Saints and everything Louisiana sports-wise. Jeff Duncan. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Jeff, we got the quarterback, and I think the exclamation could stop there. But not only did you find out this year you got the right quarterback, you got the right left tackle, but how the head coach has handled the adversity of early season where nothing seemed to go right and weathering the storm. And I remember Sean Payton talking to Bobby and I about that first year and how everything came together. And he said, I was learning how to become a head coach, never been there before, which you've seen also the growth in Kellen Moore.
Yeah, I think we all know that the league is a head coach quarterback driven league, and trying to find those two positions and fill them with quality people is difficult. Everyone in the league is trying to do that. And the Saints have kind of wandered the desert since Sean Payton and Drew Brees left as that tandem and took the franchise to unprecedented heights, had unprecedented success for a decade and a half. And I think we all got spoiled and thought it was going to continue once they left, and we saw just how difficult it is. And I think there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the future with what the Saints have. And Kellen Moore, who's still a young head coach, the youngest head coach in the league, and Tyler Shuck, who played, I think, beyond everyone's expectations this year, including the Saints guys, who were very high on him coming out of the draft. But I think he played even better than they expected.
Now, Jeff, and you look at it, obviously, when you're the head coach, you're the CEO on and off the field, and you're not just a coordinator. But I think, and you know, Kellen Moore, I'm like, why does he give out so many damn game balls? It has to be special. You know, you can give offense, defense, special teams, and maybe one utility kind of person. But they was giving out 10, 12 balls. You know who he needs to give a game ball to? Brandon Staley. I think the hiring of defensive coordinator Brandon Staley, that was a grand slam there.
That's one of the best coaching jobs I've seen since I've covered the Saints. Talking to people in the building, guys, before the season, everyone was cautious and warning, hey, this is going to take a little while to transition to this 3-4 scheme. You all both know that it's a totally different animal in a 3-4 than what they look for in a 4-3. And they played so long in that Dennis Allen scheme, and what the prototypes are for that scheme are totally different in the front seven than what Brandon Staley's looking for. So everyone was basically waiting to see how this thing played out. And you could see as the season went on, the players got more confident and more comfortable in that scheme. And by the second half of the year, this was a really good defense. They were very synchronized on the back end with the front end. The pass rush was really getting after the Falcons yesterday, really made Kirk Cousins uncomfortable. And that young secondary with all those young players has really come along. And I think a lot of it has to do with Brandon Staley. I expect him to be back this year, but he's going to receive some head coaching interest around the league. And I think by next year, if they stack another year like this, he's going to be a head coach again.
Jeff, Chase Young, and we see this is the Chase Young I saw at Ohio State. We saw a flash of it in his rookie season with Washington. Then he had the knee injury, and he had a back injury, and, you know, different things, and then the calf injury. Because I remember Bob telling me, Mike, I think he's the MVP. Watching him in, you know, in the
training camp
in the drills, and then you see him. He's finally pieced it together. But Mark Schlereff and I was having this conversation. It's like, Mike, how good is he against the run? I was like, that's the biggest improvement in his game, Mark. He actually plays the run solid today. Other teams were running the ball at him, especially when he went to San Francisco. And then now, not only is he a really good edge rusher, but he plays the run well. And I do think you saw it yesterday. Kirk Cousins, every time he took that snap, he had his eyes fixed on where Chase Young was. And it's been a while since we've had a guy like that. And Cam Jordan, God bless him, unbelievable to drink from the fountain of youth to play the way he did. But to watch Chase Young play this year and missing, what five games?
Yep.
It's really, really something to see, and it was money well spent.
Man, I couldn't have said it any better, Mike. I mean, here's the other thing about Chase Young. He's 26 years old. I mean, he's right in the prime of his career, and the Saints have him on a very affordable, team-friendly contract. That deal they gave him, he earned it. And look, he rewarded the Saints with a breakout year. You're right. He played 12 games, so he missed five games. He has 10 sacks, 11 tackles for loss, 15 quarterback hits. That was a breakout year for him, and if he plays a full season, that is probably a Pro Bowl-like season for him. And so that's another building block that you don't have to worry about. You know, I go back to this line that Andy Reid said years ago, and I think about it a lot. When you're building a team, he said, give me a pass rusher, a quarterback, a left tackle, and a shutdown corner, and I'll figure out the rest. And that's kind of what he means is, like, those are the building blocks. Well, if you look at the Saints right now, you got your left tackle, you got your quarterback, the edge rusher, and Chase Young, and Kool-Aid McKinstry's really developed, I think, as a lead corner. You kind of got the key parts taken care of. And now you can just build around and just take good players. I just think it's so much different outlook on this team at this time this year compared to where we were just a year ago, where there were so many question marks on the roster.
Now, Jeff, if you'd have told me we'd have did this against this individual, considering the game he had on the national stage, and he just dogged the Rams. And here's the Rams might represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. We got to wait and see what's going to happen. But Bijan Robinson torched them. And then we hold Bijan Robinson to 43 total yards from scrimmage. And now you got to look at it. And we have a big enough sample size. He hadn't done jack against us. And here was a guy coming into the game, had 2,255 total yards from scrimmage. Why? What formula? Why are we so good against Bijan Robinson and other teams haven't been able to play at that level?
I just think that front seven, the way they fit, the way Brandon Staley teaches it. You talk to the players on the front seven, they all praise Brandon Staley and his teaching ability. And I think it's only going to keep getting better. But you're right. He had nowhere to go. He was bottled up. They were forcing everything outside. The run support by the secondary on this team, I think, is an overlooked factor on their run defense. Those guys will come up and play the run. Quincy Riley's good against the run. So is Kool-Aid McKinstry. They're just playing well together. They're playing with confidence. You know, other than Chase Young, and maybe you can make a case for DeMario, as good a year as he had career year in tackles. There's really not a Pro Bowl, all-pro level type of talent there, a difference maker, a game wrecker. But, man, they play well together. And you could just see it. Everybody knew their assignment. Nobody was freelancing. And I think that all goes back to the leaders on the team and to Brandon Staley. And I think you can only be excited about the future when they start adding some guys in free agency in the draft now that they've got a little cap room to work with this offseason.
Now, Mike, Jeff, when you look at, I don't know if I've ever witnessed anything like this, and I don't think you have either. We scored 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. What? I'm like, you think that'd be a misprint? No, 29 points in 17 games in the first quarter. And, you know, I've asked Kellen Moore that all the time, wanting to get off to faster starts. And we've been unbelievable, especially scoring defense in the second half and the fourth quarter. When the likes of, like, the Texans, Broncos, amongst the best of the best. But I think two areas. Okay, we got to get off to faster starts next season. And somehow, like we did the Giants game, you know, it does come in bunches. Remember, we were plus five. We had five straight takeaways. But we got to be on the plus side in that turnover margin. You know, and the block punt didn't even count yesterday. So when I look at, okay, if we could be more opportunistic, protect the football, but take it away, and then just get off to faster starts. I mean, go ahead.
I just think the offense needs a home run hitter. I mean, they need an explosive playmaker. That's why I'm really all for them trying to go and get, and Mike would know this very well, but I think Jeremiah Love would fit in perfectly on this offense. He's a home run hitter. He's explosive. I know he's a running back, and I know conventional wisdom is you don't take one high. Well, no one's questioning Bijan Robinson where he got drafted now, or Saquon Barkley. When you get special back like that, I think this team has a need for that offensively. They're great at stringing together these 10-play drives and kind of moving efficiently up and down the field in short little bites, but they have no real home run hitter, and I think Love would do that for them. And I look back in the old days when we were covering the Breeze Peyton Saints, they'd score 29 points in one quarter, Bobby, and the Saints didn't get it all year in that first quarter. It's crazy.
The one thing with Love, and this will come out, we'll put it on WWL.com during the week, but my comp for Jeremiah Love is Bijan Robinson. That's who he reminds me of, Jeff, because of the fact not only is he a dynamic runner who runs with power and speed, how well he catches the ball coming out of the backfield. I think that would be a really big-time addition. And I will ask you this question with the veteran players, with a Cam Jordan, with DeMario, with Taysom. I think you and I have talked about this. That's going to be up to Taysom, and you wonder if it's maybe, you know, he's leaning more toward leaving the game itself. But your thoughts, do you think that they will come up with a deal to bring back DeMario, Cam Jordan? The other guy Bobby brought up in training camp, Julian Blackman, who played safety for them.
He get an interception every day.
And, okay, yep. He's a really good, but he cannot stay healthy for whatever reason. Do you think with those three guys, what's the chances of all three of them coming back?
Oh, I think it's very good. Cam Jordan in the locker room today was kidding with us. He was cleaning out his locker for the first time in his career because he's never had to do that before, and he didn't have a contract. And we were kidding him that he's going to get some kind of offer for sure. I think DeMario, both those guys have earned another year, not because of loyalty, not because of what they've done, but because they produced this year. Both of them had breakout seasons. And I don't know about how you feel about this, guys, but I'm convinced this team does not rally from a 1-8 start without the leadership of guys like that in the locker room. I think they held that thing together. No one ever pointed fingers, and that's because of players like DeMario and Cam, and they also produced on the field. I think the key is going to be at what price. I mean, Cam Jordan had such a good year. I mean, he's going to earn a decent payday with those numbers he put up. Is it going to marry with what the Saints want to do? Only the front office probably knows that, but I know they value those guys. I'll be shocked if they're not offered something to come back at least on an incentive-laden deal.
Well, yeah, I think you're right on, Jeff, with that. And then I think Kellen Moore, the youngest head coach in the National Football League, you can't have just a bunch of, oh, we got to get young, got to get young. You have to have a balance. You have to have seasoned veterans who can lead the team, and you have that in DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan, and I have all these other young players. And I think, okay, well, who was the leader on offense? I think that was the vacuum there, but then Tyler Shuck showed up. So we're having an offensive defense.
He's going to be the guy there.
Yes. Yep. So now, to me, the one who's the odd man out because they're not going to pay everybody, and he got old overnight, is Alvin Kamara. Sorry, Alvin Kamara's been outstanding for us, but did he have any splash plays or chunk runs? I mean, come on. No, I'm just calling like I see. Now, I like Alvin Kamara, We've always had, look, great running backs. You look at Reggie Bush, Pierre Thomas. You look at
Deuce,
Darren Sproles. I mean, you go Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara. You go on and on. But, no, I think Taysom looks like at times he's lost a step because of his knee. But to me, there's no way they can't. They have to figure something out between DeMario Davis and Cam Jordan.
I agree. Look, I think Alvin Kamara's fate will largely be determined on what they do in the offseason. If, for instance, they do draft a Jeremiah Love, then that might force their hand a little bit. But I know they value him as well, but it's clear he's lost a step. It says something that Audric Estime's 32-yard run 2 weeks ago was longer than any run that Alvin has had in the last 3 years.
Three years. Exactly.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Did a great job covering the Saints this year, and like you always do, my man. Thanks so much for joining us.
Jeff, I'm gonna tell you, Jeff is like an oracle to me. Like I'm going to Delphi. You know, I'm going up, and I want a lot of wisdom. Like I know I got a lot of common sense, but if I want wisdom. There is a difference, Jeff. I pulled Jeff Duncan to the side and talked to him.
Thank you, Jeff.
You're the best, Bobby. You're the best. I appreciate you guys.
All righty. We'll be back. We'll finish it off here on hour number two of Second Guess right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTegna along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Want to thank Jeff Duncan for jumping on with us. Always great stuff from Jeff. When we come back, we'll have our triple option feature, and then at 6:30 it'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, assistant defensive line coach Brian Young, and Bobby and I return to Second Guest at 7:30. That and a lot more right here on the Big 870 WWL. Welcome back to the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight at 6:30. We will throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and it'll be our last one of the season, a Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hoss. Mike and Bobby will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore and also Saints assistant defensive line coach Brian Young. And then Hoss and I finish it up. And then at 7:30, Bobby and I got another half an hour right here on the Big 870 WWL with Second Guest. I have Zach Nagy on from Sports Illustrated LSU. Give you two quick ones for a triple option for me. This LSU has landed a commitment from another receiver, Trey Brown, who was regarded as one of the top 20, 25 receivers in the transfer portal. He was at Old Dominion. Last year he caught 38 passes, 762 yards, four touchdowns. You can do the math real quick on that. That's 20 yards a catch. That's really impressive.
That's explosive.
That did big time. Now, he's thin as a rail. He's 6'1". They list him at 180. I'm not real sure that second number's an 8. So physically, you'd have to get him a little bit bigger. But, man, can he run? Really good run out to catch wide out. He's actually from Jenkins High School in Savannah, Georgia. Bob and I were talking about exactly where Jenkins High School was. And then he went 1 year to Hutchinson Junior College before signing on with Old Dominion. So another wide receiver added to the LSU group in Trey Brown from Old Dominion. Still waiting to see what happens with Sam Leavitt, but I think he becomes LSU's target quarterback now with Brandon Sorsby kind of off the table and him signing on with Texas Tech. Also, everybody here at the WWL sports team and everybody at the station want to send out prayers and best wishes to the Lofton family. Guy Bobby and I know real well. Coach Oscar Lofton passed away Sunday afternoon. Coach Lofton had been ill for quite some time. Longtime coach.
He recruited
Bobby when he was at Southeastern. I'm going to clean it up. But he always used to tell me, man,
Bobby couldn't want run worth you know what. And what he does against us, run for over 100 yards. Yeah. Every time I'd see him, he'd tell me, tell that to A-Bear.
I was setting him up.
with Joe Delaney,
no,
too.
No, it was better me to run than Joe Delaney. He was rookie of the year of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hello.
I think Joe ran for over 200 yards anyway.
Yeah. It was like, gashed him.
So, Coach Lofton, also longtime scout for the San Francisco 49ers, longtime also fixture at Manning Passing Academy, always would come down there and he'd always tell me, Mike, you write up a scout report just like the scouts do. I like that. I like reading about what they did in high school and all this other stuff. So, man, God bless him. Nice guy, longtime coach. And if you wanted to hear it straight, just talk to Oscar Lofton.
Man,
he gave it to you straight, Bob. You got recruited by Coach Lofton.
No, one time he saw me, and man, I just decided after I finished playing, I wanted to see how good a shape I could be in. So I didn't just have a six pack; I had an eight pack. And he looked at me and goes, "Man, what are you? Or two things? You look too good a shape." I said, "Two things: either you sick or you got a girlfriend." And I said, no, I got no girlfriend. I just wanted to see if I could get in shape. You know, I had a lot of time on my hands. You know, I was just doing the radio in Atlanta. So, you know, and I was in late 30s, early 40s. I wanted to see and to get yoked. You know, because, I mean, I have to throw football anymore. I could just, look in the mirror myself, and stuff. So I never forget Coach Lofton told me that. And he said,
that was a signature line.
And he said, you look too skinny. For me, I remember when I came to Buddy D's Roast.
Yeah.
Because I had gotten down to, I was barely over, I was like 205 pounds. Like right now, I'm like 235. You know, so I was way below my playing weight, but I was lean. Had a 32-inch waist. You know, my wife said I was in love with myself. What's up with that? You know, and stuff. But it's better to be in love with yourself than hate yourself, right? I mean, hello, you know. So I don't know. I'm going off on a tangent.
I remember Buddy saying, man, Mike, is Bobby sick?
No, I wasn't
he's
sick.
He's lost a lot of weight. I don't think he's sick,
no,
Buddy.
I had no body fat. I was so lean. Man, I was like 42 years old. I was hanging out with, I said, man, I can hang with any 20-year-olds. And I'm 42 years old. Now I'm 65 now. I can hang out with the 45-year-olds.
Yeah.
You know,
not the 35s.
No. Yeah, I'm 20 years younger. Yeah. But anyway, okay, let me tell you what my triple option is. Is the SEC supremacy, is it gone? I would say yes, it has. Now, you might not want to hear that because we're in SEC country. And I'm going to tell you why. I kind of touched on it a little bit. Is the whole name, image, and likeness transfer portal and all that. But you look, other than Ole Miss right now, the league has proven to be pretenders. Just look this year. Okay, Alabama. Oh, the Crimson Tide. Oh, the conference's longtime standing bearer was blasted by Indiana 38-3. It wasn't a basketball game, 38-3, Indiana Hoosiers blasted Alabama. That's blasphemy. So that's what occurred at the Rose Bowl. It was Alabama's worst loss in more than a quarter of a century since they lost 42-6 beatdown against Arkansas in 1998. The last time they got that ass whipped was like over a quarter of a century, 1998, that being the Crimson Tide. Now you look at Texas A&M. Man, they look at that great atmosphere. They got the 12th man, and they even have cheerleading practice. They're all excited. You can't score freaking 3 points at home. They lost to the U. They lost to Miami 10-3. You want to buy the demoralizing? What the hell just happened against the Hurricanes? Okay, A&M. Oklahoma, the Sooners, they're playing at home. Well, they lost to Alabama and Norman, who Alabama got crushed by Indiana. Meanwhile, you look at a couple of SEC stalwarts, LSU and Tennessee, look, 100,000 stadium and all that. They went down in their bowl matchups against Houston and Illinois. The Houston Cougars and the Fighting Illini. What? Okay, didn't Dick Butkus go to Illinois? When has Illinois won anything? So, so you look at the Houston Cougars. Anyway. And then you look at who's the new in flavor of the SEC getting it done? Vanderbilt. You look at Mizzou. Look at Missouri. Well, they kind of took it on the chin. They lost to Iowa Hawkeyes and the Virginia Cavaliers, respectively. So, of course, there's always Auburn, Florida, Arkansas. They missed the bowl season altogether. The SEC is a woeful 4-9 this postseason. It's a record in the college football playoffs, underwhelming 3-4. The league's only wins have come over group of five. Ole Miss beat Tulane. Good. We beat Tulane. But you look, Bama over Oklahoma, Ole Miss over Georgia. Look what occurred there. Stepped out of their own ranks. They have fared poorly, to say the least. They've gone like 2-7 when you look at it. Now, Mississippi State, there was hope for Mississippi State, but not so fast. They lost in the Duke's Mayo Bowl to Wake Forest, the Demon Deacons. So if the Rebels can't run the table, it will be the third year in a row the SEC has gone without a national title. Big Ten teams have won the last two, and the league has a great chance to make it 3-3 with either Indiana or Oregon still alive. The last time the SEC went this long without a national championship was 2002, almost a quarter of a century, when Florida State, Oklahoma, and Miami, and Ohio State completed a four-year run of non-SEC champs. Since then, this shows you how prolific the SEC was. Since then, the SEC team has played for a national title at least once every 2 or 3 years. In that span, the SEC has won 14 of 22 championships. And them days are over. That kind of run, that's going to be part of unbelievable history by the SEC. No, they can still win one, but it ain't going to be that domination that you saw.
And because of Saban and Alabama, they got the most. Yeah. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess in our 6 o'clock hour right after this break. We're finishing up here on the first part of Second Guess. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. Him and Bobby will talk to Saints head coach Kellen Moore. Guest tonight will be assistant defensive line coach and former Saints defensive lineman Brian Young. And at 7:30, Bobby and I return for another half hour of Second Guess. Hey, we throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show coming up next right here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free.
National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.